So this is going to be fun. I've had our AI engine at Brighteon.ai, I've had to go through all the words that I've ever spoken, you know, every transcript, every interview, every broadcast like this. And I've had it pull out all the natural cures that I ever mentioned from herbs and foods and superfoods and lasers and whatever else. And I had it kind of consolidate that into a list, which turns out to be around 60 items. And so I'm going to go through the 60 briefly on each one. But this is a great reminder, and a lot of these will ring a bell to you if you've been listening for any length of time. And obviously, these are my 60 favorite things in terms of nutrition and remedies and natural cures and things that can be extremely beneficial for your health and for your longevity and for your cognitive protection and just your quality of life, etc. So here we go. And I'm going to move quickly because it's 60, right? This is not going to be a three-hour seminar. So, ashwagandha, an adaptogenic herb. That's awesome. Boswellia, or Boswellia, some people say, an anti-inflammatory herb. Really effective at reducing inflammation. Cinnamon, which is a tree bark. It's used in Chinese medicine. It's used in diabetes management and all kinds of things. Dandelions, liver cleansing property from dandelion leaves, but also dandelion roots. And I love the fact that you can usually find this in your yard. Elderberry, very well known to be effective against so-called viruses or, you know, colds, whatever. It's an immunity booster. And then fennel seeds. Now, you said, what? Fennel seeds? I don't remember you saying that. Yeah, when we were talking about shikimic acid that can inhibit viral replication. Remember that? Although, I don't fully believe the whole theory about viruses anymore, but nevertheless, shikimic acid is found in fennel seeds along with some Chinese herbs like ba jiao, which means eight arms. Yeah, it's a funny, I love how the Chinese name everything like that. It's got eight arms because it's shaped like an eight-armed star, you know? It's ba jiao. In English, that's called star anise or star anise. Okay, anyway, continuing on the list, ginseng, adaptogenic herb, yeah. Lion's mane mushroom. What did I do with lion's mane mushroom? I used that to regrow the nerves when I almost cut off my index finger accidentally in a ranching accident, as you may recall, a couple of years ago, and it worked. I mean, the lion's mane mushroom worked, so I got all my sensory acuity back, fingers working great, and then I became a speed cuber after that and practiced solving the Rubik's Cube as part of a rehabilitation of my finger. And now I can do like 25-second cube solves. So this is weird side effects of all of this. Not every time, but sometimes I can do it that fast. Anyway, but moving on, licorice root, which contains glycyrrhizin, and it protects the liver from alcohol and also from acetaminophen, which is Tylenol. So Tylenol toxicity damages the liver, but licorice root protects the liver. And I've talked about that quite a bit. Then there are some medicinal mushrooms, maitake, shiitake, reishi mushrooms, anti-cancer properties, immune boosting mushrooms, just amazing, used in traditional Chinese medicine. Black seed or Nigella sativa, black cumin seed, as it's sometimes called. This is one of the most amazing substances. If you don't know about it, if you're not using it, do your research, and you can use our AI engine to do research on it at brightu.ai, or just go to brighteon.ai. That's the hub now, and it points you to all the different AI tools that we have. So that's the easy one to remember is just brighteon.ai. But definitely check out black seed if you don't yet know about it. Red sage, powerful healing properties to support the heart. Mm-hmm. And then turmeric, of course, is perhaps my all-time favorite herb. And I joke, this is why my dental work is orange, which always freaks out the dental hygienist the first time. They're like, why are your teeth orange in the back? You know, let me explain, curcumin and turmeric and all about neuroprotective properties and things like that. And they're like, no, never mind. I'm just gonna clean your teeth. Okay, then why'd you ask me why are my teeth orange? If you want to know, I just pause this for 30 minutes. I'll give you the whole, you know, explanation. But anyway, turmeric is one of my favorites. I'm drinking it every day. And then let's see, apple pectin. Now we're moving into the foods category here. Apple pectin helps bind cesium-137 in the digestive tract to protect you from radioactive fallout. That's kind of handy. Actually, almost all fruit fibers do that. So if you want to detox yourself through your digestive tract, just eat a lot of fruit fibers like strawberries and so on. Citrus is also good for that. Broccoli sprouts, very rich in sulforaphane and I3C, which is not the name of a robot. It's not like the brother of C3PO. The I3C is indole-3-carbinol, and this is an amazing substance. Combined with sulforaphane, man, look this up as far as protecting and repairing nerve tissue, stimulating stem cells, anti-cancer properties, etc. Just amazing. Cacao, of course, I got to mention that. And should we play the Chug and Chocolate? Let's play the Chug and Chocolate. Let's play the last half of that. Here we go. All right, there. That's just a little partial song I created earlier about chocolate. Tells you how much I appreciate cacao. And then there's garlic. Garlic has amazing antibacterial properties, and it's great for the heart. It's great for blood sugar. It's great for hypertension. You know, etc. Just amazing. Green coffee bean extracts have adaptogenic benefits. Mesquite pods is something I've talked about. Edible seed pods that you can use to make tortillas combined with like wheat flour. And it's a great food source in times of scarcity. And mesquite trees grow like crazy all over many areas like Central Texas, where I am. Pine needles. Oh, this is one of my favorites. I love the loblolly pine needles. And be sure you know what species you're harvesting pine needles from. And this is not spruce trees. It's not fir trees. It's not that. It's pine trees. And they're very rich in shikimic acid. And these pine needles from this species that grows in Texas, these pine needles are used to produce the Tamiflu antiviral drug because that's what shikimic acid does. So you can take pine needles and you can just boil them in water. You can make a pine needle tea, which is strongly antiviral, and it's rich in vitamin C. And that's a practice that the Native Americans used to engage in also. Pine needles, it's amazing. Oh, you know what? I have a couple of new goats. They're both male goats with horns. Yeah, they were kind of rescue goats, okay? I was taking them off the hands of somebody that was about to send them to the meat packing plant. So I saved a couple of male goats. And as I walk them around, because the goats like to walk with me when I go through the forest or whatever, they love to nibble on the pine tree needles. They love it because I've got some pine trees that are small enough they can reach them. And I noticed that goats self-medicate by eating pine needles. And they just do it on a regular basis. Just a little bit of pine needle nibbling over here, a little bit of weed nibbling over there. And then they eat some dried leaves for roughage, you know, it's like forest potato chips. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Let's see. Next, pomegranate. Oh, pomegranate is just, it's got to be one of my favorite fruits. I think red grapes would be my very favorite fruits, but pomegranate, so good for male health and heart health and so on. Just really amazing and all kinds of properties. Let's see. The list here says turmeric avocado smoothie. Yeah, the AI engine pulled this together for me. I guess I keep mentioning my avocado smoothie a lot, so it put that as a food. Well, yeah. Did you know that in my avocado smoothie, I have not only turmeric, but I also have broccoli sprouts, which has the sulforaphane and the I3C in it. And then I'll also put some black cumin seed in it from time to time, some whey protein. And I don't know, depending on what else is going on, I might use some other things as well. But of course, bananas to make them delicious. And of course, cacao. That goes without saying. is going to be, you know, cacao powder in there. Okay, next one, astaxanthin, which, you know, wow, the king of the carotenoids, as it's known. It's a fat-soluble carotenoid, so, and it's made by microalgae. That they make it to protect themselves from ultraviolet radiation and to protect their genetic code from mutations. But it's got amazing benefits in human health. And again, it's fat soluble. So always take it with healthy fats. Let's see, what else? Chlorella. You probably know all about chlorella. It's known as a detoxification microalgae. Colloidal silver. So we're into some different categories here now. Colloidal silver with its antimicrobial properties. And of course, I'm a big fan. I have been for a long time about colloidal silver. We make it here in Texas. We have rainwater collection, and then we have the silver plates, and then we do our own colloidal silver formulations based on that. Copper peptides, also known as, well, with TB frag, but copper peptides can support healing and collagen production in the skin. That's why a lot of people take copper peptides, or they use an intranasal spray sometimes when they want to have improved skin. And it's funny, someone was complimenting me on my skin the other day. And I was like, okay, you don't expect any kind of compliment on your skin when you're over 55, but whatever, I'll take it. DMSO, just one of the most miraculous substances. I did a whole mini documentary on DMSO. Definitely find out about how to use that. I use DMSO now very frequently, several times a week for different things. I use it in combination with topical applications of things like magnesium or maybe a MSM for joint support, you know, plus DMSO, or you could put in a tiny amount of cayenne pepper. Woo, but DMSO will drive that right into your skin, so be very careful with that. Next, let's see. This is funny. The AI engine chose fenbendazole. That's, you know, it's a drug. It's an off-label drug, but it's an antifungal drug that is used by a lot of alternative medicine practitioners for its anti-cancer benefits. And I would put ivermectin alongside that. And ivermectin is something that I use when I have symptoms from being around maybe spike protein shedding people. So I'll use ivermectin prophylactically, and I think it works great. And remember, ivermectin comes from soil microbes out of Japan. That's right. It was a Japanese researcher that discovered ivermectin decades ago. And he's still living, by the way. Yeah, he's still there. Next, let's see. Ginger, of course, you know, immune support, circulation support. Next one, I3C from broccoli sprouts. Well, already mentioned that. That's the indole-3-carbinol. Nascent iodine is the next one. Very important for protecting your thyroid during nuclear fallout and radiological events. Quercetin. Oh, this is great. Quercetin, not only does it create zinc ionophores that help drive zinc into your cells, which has an antiviral effect once it gets through your cell walls, but did you know that quercetin is also sunlight activated? Yeah, it's one of those photoactivated substances. Also, curcumin from turmeric is photoactivated, but quercetin is as well. So one of the little tips that you may not have known is that anytime you either take quercetin or you eat it from onions, is one of the top sources, make sure you get some sunshine, and then the quercetin will be activated. And when I say activated, what I mean is it's more either bioavailable or it resists being broken down. So it can improve the potentiality and the bioavailability, both. So that's a whole arena of interesting knowledge, is photoactivated nutrition. Great stuff. Let's see, cinnamon oil. Now we're talking about skincare and so on. Cinnamon oil, and then our colloidal silver first aid gel, which combines 8 different essential oils and can be use on the skin topically. It's great. Love that. And then Manuka honey, which has antibacterial properties. A lot of people use it on minor scrapes and burns or cuts or things like that on their skin. And Manuka honey is a lot of counterfeit honey out there. And that's why the real stuff that's actually lab certified is crazy expensive. So people buy Manuka honey more for the first aid effects rather than eating it. People buy cheaper honey to just eat honey. Although, if money is no object, you can buy Manuka honey and eat it, and it has other benefits internally. Okay, let's see. Turmeric. Didn't we already cover that? Apples. Baking soda. Here we go. Baking soda as a natural deodorant. You can mix it with coconut oil and essential oils. You can make your own, you know, underarm deodorant with baking soda. We use it in our formulas along with magnesium. We don't use coconut oil, by the way, but we do use some essential oils, and people love our natural deodorant based on baking soda, because you don't want to use the aluminum deodorants that are out there. It's like, why would you want to coat your armpits with aluminum where it can be absorbed very easily into your bloodstream and then lodge in your brain and end up with aluminum brain? That's not good. Moving on, sunlight and light therapy. We've talked about red light therapy. I've interviewed many experts on red light therapy, and I've talked about sunlight and the photoactivation of nutrition. I've talked about different wavelengths of light penetrating your body to different depths and activating a DNA repair and speeding up mitosis of your cells, by the way, just speeding up cellular regeneration. And then I've also talked about full spectrum lighting, which includes, of course, sunlight, but also indoor lights that are more full spectrum. So light is really critical. And then moving on, let's see, some anti-cancer compounds. I've mentioned berberine, which when exposed to sunlight, it increases its solubility, by the way. So berberine is something that you might want to look into. And then I've talked about phycocyanins from spirulina. And I've talked about some of the Japanese research with the micro-injections of phycocyanins into the pancreas to destroy pancreatic tumors experimentally. But you can use phycocyanin with DMSO topically for a lot of different uses. So spirulina is an amazing microalgae. I've talked about zinc supplementation, especially during the COVID years. And then here we... Oh, it says pine needle tea again. This is like... double dose of pine needle tea. All right, that's pretty much the list. What did I miss something in this list? Seems like something's missing. Oh yeah, you know what's missing is niacin and the nicotinamide. So why didn't the AI? Oh, I know why. Because my documents for the AI, they're not totally up to date. This is a couple months out of date. So that's why. But yeah, B vitamins, especially B3, niacin, or different forms of niacin, are really critical. And grapes. The list didn't mention grapes. I love grape seeds and grape skins. When they're red grapes, the skins are loaded with resveratrol, and the seeds are loaded with PCOs or proanthocyanidins. And then we just learned recently, because of research out of China, that they also contain PCC1, which is a procyanidin, C1, that's just the name for it, that is a longevity molecule that boosts, like substantially boosts the lifespan of mice in mice experiments. And I jokingly said, you might live long enough to pay off your 50-year mortgage, you know, if you eat grape seeds. But grape seeds and grape skins are, actually, that should be near the top of my list. I don't know why this isn't at the top. That's some of the best stuff you can ever eat. And that's also why red wine is so healthy for the heart. It's because of what's in the grape skins, you know, and then it's fermented and it makes it even more bioavailable. So red wine is actually a superfood. It really is. I don't actually consume red wine, but I'm happy to eat lots and lots of grape seed extracts and grape skins and so on. I think that's great. And wild grapes too. So where I live, they grow wild. Muscadine grapes grow wild, and they are insane. When I say that, I mean they're insanely acidic. They don't need any pesticides because no bug is crazy enough to try to eat them. And if you, they come out, I think, roughly around June every year, and they become ripe, and we've got all kinds of grapes everywhere. And if you just pluck them off the vines and start eating them, and I'm already starting to drool on this, your lips will itch because the acid is so strong. It makes your lips itch. Hey, I didn't know you had itchy lips. Yeah, I've been eating wild grapes. What'd you think was going to happen? Oh, okay. But that's the acid effect. You know, it's kind of like having high potency vinegar or something on your skin. It's going to itch because the acid's kind of eating away your upper skin layers, you know. But it's loaded with amazing nutrition, especially wild. You know, it's got no contamination, no pesticides, no herbicides, none of that garbage at all. So I have been known to chow down on a lot of crazy muscadine grapes, and you chew the seeds and you swallow the seeds and the skins. That's the best part. So there you go. So that's kind of the introduction to my world of nutrition and natural remedies and prevention methods, you know, through superfoods and things like that. And I hope you found this valuable. And here's the good news. If you want, you know, actually, I'm going to take this list and I'm going to feed it into our new tool that's about to launch at brightonbooks.com. And that's a new website that will write entire books for you free of charge within a few minutes. And then it will email them to you. And all you have to do is just tell it what you want. Sort of, you can give it suggestions of chapters or topics, or you can be very detailed if you want in your prompt. But it will... it'll write the book for you. It'll do the research. It'll compose every chapter. It will do fact checking and then editing and layout and composition. It'll package it up as a PDF and it will email you a link to the PDF, and it costs you nothing. How cool is that? So you can generate a book about all this stuff. I'm going to actually, I'll take this list. I'll put it into that engine and we'll generate a book called, I don't know, like Health Ranger Health Cures or something. And then we'll make that book available to you for free coming up real soon, probably within a week or less. I was just using that engine to regenerate a book that I wrote years ago called Grocery Warning. And so I just fed just my ideas about groceries and you know, toxic ingredients versus safe ingredients and so on. And I fed that into the engine. I had it write the book, and it's amazing. It's kind of long, actually. I may have to tell it to do a shorter version. It's pretty long. It's like 180 pages. You know, it's like you really have to want to know about toxic groceries to read that whole thing. But I'm going to work on that. I'll shorten it up for you, and then I'll be releasing that book. And then you can use the site, brightonbooks.com. But remember, if you want to use all of our AI tools, they're all free. You can find them at brighton.ai. And there you can do all kinds of research for free, including research on herbs and wellness and nutrition. And if you go to brightu.ai, that's our AI engine, and it has a wellness coach there. And that wellness coach has been trained on all of my interviews and all of my broadcasts and all the articles on natural news, etc., plus a lot more, 10,000 books, etc. So if you really want to do research on herbs and natural medicine, go to brightu.ai and have fun. You know, there's no limit to how much fun you can have there researching herbs and phytochemistry and natural cures and things like that. All right. So anyway, as a disclaimer, none of this is intended as medical advice. This is just research information for you. Be sure to work with your own naturopathic physician to get your own personalized, you know, medical advice and testing or whatever is appropriate for you. But feel free to do research online and up your knowledge and your skill set on herbs and nutrition and so on, so that you can have well-informed conversations with your naturopath. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams at brightonbooks.com, naturalnews.com, brightonbooks.ai. And what else? Well, brightonbooks.com coming soon. So you'll enjoy that. Thanks for listening. Take care. Okay, welcome to the Survival and Preparedness special sale. Once a year, the deepest discounts ever here at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I'm showing you the Ranger buckets here today because the two bucket sets have been extremely popular for many years, and they are discounted an additional 10% off, which I'm not sure that we've ever done that before. And by the way, when you purchase from healthrangerstore.com during this Black Friday sale,
here today and all the way until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, you're going to get these bonus items I'll mention here based on how much you spend. So at $99, you're going to get a bonus of our 5G defense powder, which is extremely potent. That's the small canister right there. That is extremely potent with superoxide dismutase, or SOD as it's known. Look up the benefits of that for combating the peroxynitrite production that happens upon exposure to electromagnetic fields. That's an incredibly valuable product. You get that free when you spend $99. So you're getting a bonus of almost another $50 with that. And then if you spend $199, you get a second gift, which is this certified organic lab-tested powdered milk pouch. And then combined, those free gifts are almost $72. And then if you spend $299, you get this third gift here, which is the super protein. And altogether, that's over $111 of free gifts when you spend $299. And then on top of that, we've got all the discounts. Let me mention some of these. I already said 10% off the Ranger buckets. That's today only. 40% off the Triad Air purification products. That's a huge deal for clean air. We've interviewed the founder. Those are very effective air purifiers. We've got up to 23% off the Crazy Beaver gardening tools, which has the super shovels and other tools. The Garden Tower to help you grow food is 15 to 29% off. And the Berkey water filtration system is 5 to 14% off. The Dawson knives for your kitchen, and we've interviewed John Roy from the Dawson family, 7% off. And PowerTac flashlights are 30 to 42% off. That's in addition to all the other discounts, deals, and vendor discounts that we have negotiated for you. Check it all out. Take advantage of it while you can at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and thank you for your support.